Hey, welcome back to the Supported CEO podcast. This week, we're continuing the conversation we started in the last episode about self-trust and confidence by addressing something that we know all entrepreneurs have experienced or will experience at some point, but that often leaves us feeling isolated and alone. We have all experienced a failed launch, a strategy that didn't work out, a difficult client that wasn't happy with our work, or something else that didn't go the way we planned. And these experiences can really shake our confidence. And when your confidence is shaken, it can make it really hard to trust yourself with making future decisions in your business.
Yeah. So in the previous episode, we talked about the importance of trusting yourself to make important decisions that only you can make as the CEO of your business. And whether you're a solopreneur or you have a team, we still consider you a CEO because you are the leader making the decisions, regardless of what your team or internal structure of your business looks like. But when something happens that shakes your confidence, the response is often to start looking to others for answers and to stop trusting ourselves. And it becomes really easy when we're in that place of not trusting ourselves to start outsourcing our leadership to others rather than making decisions that we know are rooted in what's best for us and the goals that we have as we're moving our business forward. And when I look back on my entrepreneurial journey and the path that eventually led me to burnout in my previous business, I can pinpoint the moment when all of that started. And it was really when I had a launch that I experienced as a failure. And we'll talk about like what failure is and isn't as we get into this episode. But I experienced that as I failed because of the results and the way that this launch kind of shook out. And so that turned into me no longer trusting myself to make decisions in my business. And that is when I started down the path of looking to others who were promising certainty in their approach. And that is when it all kind of started, like leading myself down that road that eventually led to burnout. We know firsthand what's at stake when we lose our confidence as an entrepreneur. And we've done a lot of work on our burnout recovery journeys to help rebuild our confidence and self-trust. And so in this episode, we want to share what we've learned along the way and give you a pep talk and some practical strategies to help you get back up if you're feeling like your confidence has been shaken. Welcome to the Supported CEO podcast. I'm Kelly Runkles.
And I'm Jenny Krause. We're on a mission to help entrepreneurs reconnect with themselves and their vision in order to live a life that's bigger than business.
We've got a lot to talk about, so let's get straight into the conversations we should all be having more of.
I can 100% resonate with this, as well as so many clients I've worked with over the years, so many biz friends that I've, you know, had closed door conversations with over the years. And that is something that's just, we're not talking about like in the front, you know, we're having these conversations behind closed doors, but that really limits the conversation to who you know, who's in your inner circle, and not being really sure how many people out here are really struggling in different areas. And I think having your self-confidence knocked, I don't know that the first time it happens, like you're really even aware of it. You know, I remember just kind of humming along, you know, really feeling confident as an entrepreneur, like saying that loosely, like I think we're never 100% confident, but like I was confident enough. And then, you know, having something derail that was a bit bigger, that just knocked me down a bit, and that led me to questioning my ability to make decisions. And then somewhere along the lines, I was looking to others to make those decisions for me, whether that was like a coaching program that guaranteed a certain amount of certainty in their promise that you just described, Ellie, which now we know that no one can guarantee certainty in their promises. And also, let's take self-responsibility to how naive that even is to have believed it in the first place. But that's where our industry and our market was for several years. I think we're now not in that place of being so trusting anymore of like program promises and really questioning things a little bit more. But really when our confidence kind of gets knocked down that first time, I don't know that you really see it, but then it can sometimes create a pattern. And then it can happen a second time and a third time, and you realize you've gotten yourself into a pattern of maybe outsourcing decisions, and then you're making decisions that aren't aligned with the vision that you had. And then you get in this mess, right?
Yeah. I also want to just like normalize all of this for people too, because like, if you have found yourself in this situation of like, you're realizing like, maybe I have actually outsourced my leadership, or maybe I have actually like, you know, my confidence has been knocked in a way that I've stopped trusting myself and I am looking to others for answers. I think one of the most important things to keep in mind is like what we're seeing from the outside looking in terms of like what other business owners share publicly is often very different than what is happening internally. And a lot of this is normal, you know, like we naturally want to share our wins. We naturally want to like share the things that we're excited about. We all have our own highlight reels that we're, you know, we're sharing like the best parts of what's going on in our business. But then what's happening behind closed doors, if you're not having regular conversations with other entrepreneurs and regularly getting a like the full picture of what others are actually experiencing, and the fact that like anything that you're experiencing as a failure or like the harder parts of business or things that don't go the way that were planned is actually like a very normal part of entrepreneurship. Like that is something that everybody has experienced in one way or another. And honestly, right now, there's a lot of like the more conversations we have with entrepreneurs, there are so many people who are having a hard time in business right now. Like particularly yeah. now with the shifts that we've seen in our industry and just the world over the last few years, like business is not operating in the same way that it used to even just a few years ago. And everybody is navigating that. And a lot of people are having a hard time. So just, you are not alone if things are feeling hard right now.
Right. And that's not a golden ticket to say give up, because there's also still so much possibility out there, and we're big believers in that as well. But, you know, for the sake of this conversation, of just keeping it real, that a lot of people are struggling, you know, in business and finding their footing and their marketing strategies that were working maybe more consistently for some, like aren't working as effective. I don't want to say they're not working, but they're not having the same results that maybe they were having 2.5 years ago. And that's pulling a lot of entrepreneurs like back to the drawing board. And in that regard, it's more important now than ever that you're doing things to strengthen your self-confidence and know that you're coming from a place in your decision-making of true inner trust with yourself, and not from a place of fear that things are changing and maybe you're like treading waters like in the unknown a bit.
Yeah, like I think for a long time when it came to, you know, choosing to, you know, join a program that was going to teach like a specific business model with like a step-by-step, here's how you do it kind of situation, I think for a long time those types of programs and options, like in a lot of ways they were more viable options, because even if what you were implementing wasn't necessarily fully aligned for like the impact that you wanted to have, the mission that you were on, and like what was going to work best for you and your natural strengths and talents and preferences, it was still kind of a model strategy wise that was like kind of repetitive. Like if you follow these steps, like, you know, for this type of launch strategy or whatever, like there is some like real validity to like this kind of strategy works. Whereas now I feel like the industry has just kind of been flipped on its head, where like nobody really fully knows, like everybody's in experimentation mode. Everybody's yeah. trying to figure out like with these shifts, what exactly is going to work specifically for you and how your business is set up and your business model and what you're like offering the market. And so really, like you were saying, that's where self-trust becomes so much more important, because really, like, those programs that offered any sort of certainty are like, I don't know how they're able to continue doing that at this point with so many shifts that we've seen over the last few years.
I agree. And I want to take a minute to just hone in here too of, you know, no one knows your offers better than you. No one knows your audience better than you. So outsourcing decisions, if you will, and assuming like someone's going to know your market better than you, yes, like consulting, getting advisement, getting support around that, but making sure that you're still clearly planted in the driver's seat. And I think that's really kind of what we're talking about here is like, you can still get support. You can still join programs. You can still, you know, hire a team, but are you really ensuring that you're in the driver's seat, that you're the CEO of your vision and both your business and your life? Because you shouldn't outsource that piece. And you've got to strengthen your self-trust and confidence in order to be able to be firmly planted in the driver's seat of the vision of your business.
Yes. And so, you know, hopefully we've made a case for why this is so important and why building your self-trust and having confidence in yourself is crucial for running your business in 2024 and beyond. But rebuilding your self-trust, if it's been knocked by a failure or just like, you know, it could be knocked in a lot of different ways. But once your self-trust has been knocked, it's really important to start taking the steps to rebuild that self-trust. And so we want to share a few different ways and exercises that will help you with doing that. Are you getting to the end of most days feeling drained and depleted, then starting the next feeling like you're already behind? Maybe you think you have a time management problem or that you need a new planner or organization system to help you stay on top of it all, but really, you just need to get some things off your plate. If you want to stop feeling like you're constantly behind and actually increase how much you're able to accomplish and how much energy you have each day, it starts by focusing on your capacity rather than your time and to-dos. And we've got a free 20-minute training that will help you do just that. We've cut the fluff and condensed this content into an all-value, no-pitch training for busy entrepreneurs like you, and it will help you identify and address the top two things on your plate that need to shift in order to increase your capacity and get some relief from your overfilled plates. Get instant access to the free 2X Your Capacity training now at supportedceo.com/capacity. So the first thing that has to happen once you realize that your self-trust has been knocked is being able to actually look back at the things that you're considering mistakes and forgiving yourself for those things. That is like step number one for being able to move forward.
Yeah, 100%. Forgiving yourself for past business decisions, mistakes, things that went wrong, incorrect investments, poor decisions when it comes to leadership, building your team, not building a team, you know, everything can be included in the gamut, but you can't move forward unless you forgive yourself for those mistakes. And it doesn't make you a bad leader, a bad CEO in your business. It doesn't mean that you suck at entrepreneurship. It literally means like you're an entrepreneur. And being an entrepreneur is throwing spaghetti at the wall and having a few good ideas that really stick and having a ton of ideas that are left on the floor. So for that, self-forgiveness is a crucial piece to being able to, you know, move on. So you want to look at the mistakes or the things that didn't go so well. It is tempting to want to brush those things off or to avoid looking at them. I know that I have totally been in the avoidance pattern before of, let me just not look at that. Let me just not acknowledge that this happened. But it always came back up of, I was beating myself up. And it would creep up. But really the work that you know, I've personally done of rediscovering myself through navigating burnout, coming back to myself in entrepreneurship, is being able to identify those patterns that I was in as an entrepreneur and know that this time around that I wanted to do things differently and that I was able to do things differently because I had taken the time to kind of look at things from a different light. Doesn't mean that I am not going to make mistakes. Obviously, that's going to also happen in this new business venture. But now I think I'm going to be able to more quickly forgive myself and not carry a laundry list with me along the way.
Yeah, exactly. And so to help you with that, we would encourage you to take some time really like looking at these mistakes and looking at them from a place of taking an honest look at what exactly happened, how it went down, where you were at when that decision was made, and then actively working to forgive yourself for that, like whatever happened in that experience, so that you can rebuild your self-trust. So an exercise that we find really useful is to write yourself a letter that's forgiving yourself for past mistakes. So pick a situation where you feel that self-trust may have been lost, where you feel that you made a mistake, and write a letter to that version of yourself, forgiving yourself. And that is a really good way to start rebuilding self-trust.
Then you have that clean slate. So after you work on forgiving yourself for past mistakes, the next thing we want you to do is focus on giving yourself credit for how far you've come and everything you've accomplished so far. Even if you're in a place where it's like the grand scheme of things, it's not that, you know, you invented, you know, the latest, greatest thing, but like we're talking about like the day to day, like every time you've chosen to show up, every time that you learned something new that you didn't know how to do before, you did it for the sake of building your business. All of the things that go into just what your business needs from you. What are you proud of? And what are the things that you feel most inspired by when you look at your accomplishments? Because I think another trait of entrepreneurs is we have wins and then we also brush those under the rug because we're looking for the next win around the corner. But how often are we holding space for ourselves? And I like to say us and not just talking to you as the podcast listener, because we're in the trenches too. Like, you know, we're not over here having anything like more figured out, but it's really a journey for all of us. And to just give yourself the credit for how far you've come and everything that you've accomplished so far, it's really important.
Yeah, I can't tell you the number of times I have set a goal and reached the goal, like reached what I initially set as a goal. But by the time I got there, I had in my mind just like increased what the goal should be to a point where like I didn't even acknowledge that I had hit that goal. For like, right. just for the sake of example, like if I set a goal of like getting 10 people into a program whenever I launched, somewhere throughout the course of that experience, I might convince myself, oh, I bet I could do 20, or I bet I could do 15, or whatever the case may be. So even if I hit that initial goal, it's like I've already like pushed the goalpost before I even hit the goal. Or like immediately when you do hit the goal, it's like, okay, now for the next one, I got to do even more. And so like we get into these cycles of just like constantly looking to the next thing. And in some ways that there are definitely like positive sides to that trait as entrepreneurs, like with our ambition and our like excitement for what we're building and like wanting to continue moving forward. But I definitely have to like slow down and remind myself to like just take a minute to acknowledge what I've accomplished. And really, I think it's in so many ways, it's just about building that awareness that like, okay, before jumping straight into the next thing, let me just take a minute to acknowledge what I've done, acknowledge like the wins, and then, you know, continue moving forward. But if we don't take the time to look at the positives and look at what we've overcome, it's so easy to just get wrapped up in looking only at the negative.
Yes, as entrepreneurs, it's such a fine line between the ability to hold space for ourselves and realizing like our ambition. you know, holding that space for ourselves and our ambition. And both things are so beautiful and so required, which is why we love being surrounded by other entrepreneurs. As entrepreneurs, is, you know, you want to be in rooms of people who have the same ambitions that you do, but having that acknowledgement of, hey, I've got to slow down and also learn how to hold space for myself as a whole human while I'm an entrepreneur. Like, that's something that I think often takes a lot more work than we ever set out thinking it will.
Yeah. So if you are feeling like your confidence has been shaking, or you could use a little bit of a boost to your self-trust, we really recommend that you take some time to journal and think about the exercises that we've talked about here. So first, think about a past mistake that you've made and write a letter to yourself forgiving yourself for that. And the second is spending some time journaling on what you're proud of about how you've responded to challenges that have come your way in the past.
Journaling has been one of the core ways that we've been able to rebuild ourselves after burnout and being able to come back to ourselves in entrepreneurship. If you're new to journaling, or you already journal and would like support with prompts that we've created specifically for you as a CEO, head over to our free journal prompt library to grab the prompts we mentioned in this episode, as well as ones for previous episodes. You can go to supportedceo.com/prompts and get access to those right away. And remember, failure and mistakes are inevitable parts of entrepreneurship that we all experience at one point or another. And we hope this episode has helped you to feel less alone and rebuild your self-trust and confidence so you can keep moving forward in your business in a way that works for you.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow the show on Apple Podcasts or subscribe on Spotify so you never miss an episode, and share this episode with a friend who might enjoy it too. Another thing that really helps us is if when you go to follow or subscribe, if you could also take 30 seconds to leave us a 5-star review, it really helps us to continue reaching others and do more of what we love. Until next time, stay supported.